if you really want to create a successful project schedule, it's very important that you are taking a collaborative approach. You, as I mentioned before, you cannot have the siloed approach. Understand the availability, understand the mindset, understand what your customer, your internal stakeholder wants to achieve, right? If you capture those inputs, it will be probably very easy for you to justify the number of hours you need. It will justify the number of effort estimate which you need. It will justify help in identifying the required resources which you need to complete your project. Some of the steps for creating a successful project schedule, and if you notice it is just in a waterfall model. You define a schedule of the activity. So basically you have the complete breakdown of your work. Then you sequencize them. Make sure that it is not falling off from the sequence. Estimate the resource, whatever you need it. Estimate the duration, and finally develop the complete schedule. Some more piece around it. So how do you define the schedule activities? Divide the task, as I said, allocate the resources, sequence the activities. Very important element, guys, because if you don't sequence the activity, then it may be a problem. There may be some of the activities which can run in parallel. Again, take an example of some of the metro work which you might have seen, right? You might have seen that there's a parallel work happening in the specific segment of the area. Why do you think it is happening, right? It is just because to speed up the work if it is possible. Estimate the resources accordingly in terms of fund, material and availability. Also estimate the duration after that. Identify those critical activities which has to happen. Okay, if some of the activities which you can crash or if you can eliminate, why not to eliminate? Maybe painting of the metro bridges is a least priority item for me. Why can't I use those resources to do painting of some other thing? Okay, or maybe changing of my user interface, or maybe changing of my OK button from say left side to right side is a least priority item for me. I want my SAP transactions to happen, right? I'll probably focus more energy there rather than moving on to those customization, right? And finally, I would go ahead and do the scheduling of the project schedule, and then I will formally have it delivered. Now we have prepared the project scheduling, but challenges are bound to come. Now, what are the challenges? And I'm sure some of you are smiling as we speak, those who have an experience to work on a project. Not necessary that all projects see a light of an ending on the desired date, okay? But keeping all those challenges in mind, which may affect your schedule also, managing and meeting the timeline is always, always a major challenge. One-person team can manage the schedule independently, but most of the projects, as we know, requires a collaborative effort. Something of your priority item may not be of the priority item for others. Something which is captured in your goals may not be a part of the goals of others. That may derail your project. Delay in previous tasks may have dependency or may affect the other ongoing activities as well. If I have to talk to you today, and if I am delayed, there may be delay in giving you this particular recording, maybe delay in probably learning for you, or maybe delay in something else, right? So that also is a problem. Now, again, take back the example which we discussed. If you are delayed from leaving your home, you are delayed for reaching to the airport. You're delayed by one flight, you're delayed by some of the hours to reach the conference. Maybe you have missed your own presentation, right? So it will have a challenges. Sometimes it also is important that you convince your managers, you convince your senior leadership to set the realistic timelines. If you have the unrealistic timelines, everybody wants to finish it today, if not tomorrow, right? And if you want to finish it today, are you prepared to finish it today? Are my timelines really, really realistic in nature or achievable in nature? We do speak about the SMART goals, right? Then obviously, if the timelines are unrealistic, then probably you will not meet your schedule, which might add the frustration to the team member, which might affect your success of your project. Scope challenges. Scope sometimes gets changed if the expectations are not very clear since beginning. Okay. Sometimes you might feel that, okay, you want to do the house renovation, you need to place your TV at this place. Maybe you changed your mind, somebody suggested you, and you thought of changing the placement of your TV from this place to that place. Now, for you, it may be easy that you're just asking the partner, but for the partner, it may be a very long exercise to change the entire architecture, to change the entire diagram, to change the entire bill of quantity, right? So scope should be in check always. If the scope is changing, then it is bound to affect your schedule. If the scope is reduced, then there is no problem. But generally, it never happens. Scope always gets increased. And because of the scope increase, your project schedule will affect, provided if you are not getting the required resources. If you still want to keep up onto your project schedule, you might need an additional resources for which you might have to need an approval from a project sponsor for those additional resources. Change management. Last minute change is always surprising, annoying, and will disrupt your project schedules. Okay, so it is also somewhere linked with your project scope. Okay, because if you're changing the scope at the beginning, it will affect the project scheduling. If you're while doing the activity, if you're changing the scope, then again it will affect your project scheduling. Take a simple example of your change management. If your change management was scheduled for carrying out activity A, B, C, and you probably had not performed your impact assessment properly, and you realize that, oh, you will have to probably perform activity D and E as well. Now that's an addition of the activities which you have not envisaged. You had taken a downtime for probably 3 hours, but now to complete those additional activities, you need again a downtime for 2 hours. So your effective downtime would be 5 hours, and then it is affecting your schedule, right? So that's why is very important that the last minute changes do not occur. And even if they occur, at least the buffer time is kept so that you are accommodating those last minute changes. Communication deficit. If you are not communicating it well, or if you are over communicating, then also it's a problem, right? So if you are not communicating the relevant or a critical information within your team, then it might affect your project schedule. Why? Because your team might come up and say that, hey, I was not aware about this particular schedule at all. And if they were not aware about this particular schedule, they were not prepared, they had not sized their bandwidth, they had not switched their particular critical workload to someone else, and hence your project schedule will be affected because they are not available for you, right? And estimating task duration is sometimes becomes very complicated. Sometimes it again depends on the capability of a project manager. Project managers sometimes may be too very optimistic or too very pessimistic to right size the task duration, and if they are not adding the adequate amount of the buffer, then probably again your project schedule would be impacted. I have seen the very pessimistic approach as well, wherein people have started adding the buffers so much so that the project was finished 1 month before than the targeted date, right? Sometimes even if that happens, people question the project management capabilities, right? 1 month advance completion of project is really, really too very aggressive. It clearly states that something is not right. Okay, maybe you oversized it, or maybe something which you did not plan it very well. Resource availability, very important. I explained it to you about the churn which happens into the IT stream. I explained to you about the vacations people go through. I explained about the personal issues for which the people are not available. You need to plan those into your effect, because that is going to affect your schedule very badly. nobody has a very very liberty of having too much of a resources into their company. You always have a very thin line of the resources with you, and because it is always a scarcity with you, you need to right size, you need to plan, and it will hence affect your project scheduling. Your implementation date. You might have planned your go live activity in the month of probably July for one of the plant in Spain. Now you realize that there was a spring festival in Spain into that duration, and hence your project go live cannot happen. Now that is really questioning your ability to envisage those implementation dates, right? So it's very important that you let the person or the relevant person well in advance, so that in case of such sort happens, they will let you know that, like, you know, in well in advance, so that you can change your project go live dates, right? So those things will actually impact your project schedule, which is one of the challenge. Unknown events, I told you about the pandemic like situation. I told you about any changes which, if it happens from the government side, okay, maybe there is a political unrest into that specific segment, and the people's movement are actually restricted, right? So those events are really not under your control, or maybe there are some natural disaster which strikes which you had not envisaged it, and you can't even envisage it beyond a point, right? So you need to keep those thing in mind, because that is going to affect your project schedule, your project size. A large project or a more complicated project will have interdependency a lot. I gave you an example of a construction site. Imagine how many partners must be working on that particular site. Or imagine that if there's a data center migration activity, how many partners would be involved? And if there are so many partners which are involved, then you can imagine that how much complicated really it can be. And how much predictability you might have beyond a point, right? And that may be a challenge for you to implement the project. Finally, and just to end with few more slides on the challenges, is your client and users are, if not engaged very well, if they are not meeting it frequently. The ideal scenario is you should always have a steering committee meeting, and you always should have a weekly meeting to keep up to the pace, to keep the information going, to keep them aware that, like, you know, what exactly is going around in the project, these are the challenges which is coming, and these are the updates which is coming, these are the tasks which is planned for the next week, so that you are in check and the communication between you and the client is happening effectively, right? Project management skills, a very big one, guys. Okay, so if your person who is spearheading the entire effort, if he is not skilled enough to navigate the project accordingly, if he or she is not capable enough to handle the situation as it is expected, then it is going to affect your schedule very badly. If there is a newcomer which is or if there is a change of hand which has happened, it might also affect your project scheduling activity. Okay, your individual work style would or maybe the cultural difference. Maybe it is okay for India to work on weekends. It may not be go very well into the Western countries. You just can't even make a phone call unless it's a severity one case. Forget about involving them into the planned activity, right? So cutting the long story short, your cultural differences would also play a very important role. There is some of the empathy you might have to extend, especially, and if you are not, then it will affect your schedule. Resource competition, maybe your some of the resources are working on two projects at the same time. Probably the top management need the involvement of the same very resource to navigate into the multiple things, okay? Probably that could be a problem, especially, and that if it is a problem, it will affect your scheduling accordingly. And finally, just to end with few more slides on uncertain dependencies. What could be uncertain dependencies? I give you an example, right? Maybe there was something which was related to the environment. I have a one plant to set up. I have not envisaged, I assumed that I will get the environmental clearances, but I did not. Okay, that is something uncertain. Maybe I thought that I will be getting some raw material from this specific place, and the partner whom I had dependent, whom I was dependent on, they shut their services from that particular region. It's uncertain dependency. You remember, Ford has shut down the operations from India. Now, if there is a dependency of any of the partner from the Ford, then you can imagine, it was very uncertain. Obviously, it was done in a planned way, but it was uncertain. Risk management. Your risk, if it is not captured, again, risk identification is an art in itself. Okay, you cannot be overburdened on the risk. You cannot oversize your risk. You cannot glorify your risk if it is really not the case. But identification of the right risk is very important, and hence your risk management plays a very important role. If that is not done very well, then it is definitely going to affect your project schedule. If your vision, your goal is not set, if the expectations are not very clear from the senior leadership, and if you are just walking into the vague direction, definitely you are not going to see the end of the life. And that may affect your schedule. You are keep on changing your goalpost, and if you are keep on changing your goalpost, then obviously you are not going to meet your schedule. And if your team is finally not very skilled enough, if somebody else is doing a job who is really, really not skilled and who is taking time to even learn himself or herself, then it is definitely going to impact, especially when you have not sized it. If you have sized it very well, then it's not a problem. It's a part of your schedule anyways. But if it is not, or if it is a churning of the people, and if there's a new person coming in onto a board, and if he or she is trying to take a lot of time, then it is going to impact your project schedule. Lack of accountability. If you don't have accountability set right from the beginning, then if nobody would take ownership, and because nobody would take an ownership, it's going to affect your project schedule overall. Excuse me. So project scheduling, just to summarize, it's a very, very important, guys, because your scheduling would have an effect directly or indirectly on tangible as well as on intangible. Tangible, which means a cost, resource, time, etc. Intangible could be your own reputation, your own image towards the senior leadership, your own commitment towards the senior leadership. You are not passing the right message to the senior leadership if you are not meeting your own schedule, not meeting your own commitment. This is what concludes the chapter on the project scheduling. Thank you so much for watching me.